listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is your friendly neighborhood esoteric practitioner, Reverend Elliot, coming to you live tonight, coming near the end of October, and I think we're going to have an early fall here in New York because I don't think the temperature got above 75 degrees today. Gosh, that's wonderful. although they say it'll be 91 degrees tomorrow, but that's, hey, New York, you never know what's coming. I am right off the Times Square area, so I'm right in the heart of New York City. And I'm here to take your tarot questions, or questions that we will answer with the tarot. If you want to ask me some tarot questions, that's fine. But I can tell you how you can find all the answers to all your tarot questions is by getting a copy of the book that's named after this show, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. It's a book CD set. Look how easy it is for me to slip product placement in right at the beginning. Today is important. Today is a very important day for Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. It is show number 300. That's 300. This is a red letter day. Show number 300. You know how I celebrated today? I read a letter. Okay, that's a cheap joke. I won't do that again. Maybe on show 600 I'll do it. But yes, this is our 300th show. Which means that you can go to the archives at askoneradio.com and as of tomorrow, be able to listen to 300 shows. If that's your bag, you know, I don't know if I could take it. I suppose in little doses, but with 300 shows in a row, that could be lethal. So, hey, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing because this is the day of the week that I look forward to. Every Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, I jump into the magical window so that we can see what's coming up in our lives. We can find out what the direction, what the trend of our existence is. You can get questions answered about what other people are doing in your life. You know, you may suspect that somebody is not treating you fairly. We can look at the cards. There are cards that'll tell you that. I've been doing this stuff since the 1980s, and I never take it for granted. The things that these cards show me just blow my mind. Every show, it happens that way, too. There's a temptation when you do this kind of stuff to think that you're doing it. You know, it'd be a big mistake because I'm not doing it. You know, you, the person getting the reading, these are your cards. You're doing it. So the cards that come out, I'm just going to tell you what they mean, and then together we'll work out a storyline for the cards. That's how I do. There are many ways to read the cards. I have books and books and books of complicated layouts. Some of them use just 3 cards. Some of them use 12 cards. Some of them use all the cards. And other people just read with the 22 major cards. It can be done. I personally like to use all the cards. There was a reading. Oh, gosh, this goes way back to the days of the Esoteric Order of the Golden Dawn in England, which featured such luminaries as William Butler Yeats and Aleister Crowley and Florence Farr. Now, if you're into British plays and theater, you would probably know who Florence Farr is more than I do. That's the only reason I know who she is because of her connection with the Golden Dawn. But they had a way of reading the cards where you would come to me, let's say, as a reader, and then I would break the pack up into 4 piles, and each pile would represent one of the court. One of the suits, wands, cups, swords, pentacles. Wands are career, cups are emotions, swords are either conflict or mental activity, depending upon the way they fall. And pentacles, coins, that's money. That's an easy one to remember. And I would look for the card that represents you. Each person has a significator, they call it. It's a card that signifies you. And let's say I find your significator in the card of cups, then I would say, well, you're asking about something that's about emotions and about love and romance. And then you say to me, no, not at all. And then I say, oh, well, we'll try again tomorrow. You know, that's how that would work. You'd go through all that stuff, and then if it didn't come out right. I'll tell you something funny about the significator, because this is, I have some video of me doing this, but of course people don't believe my videos anyway. they think I'm a card sharp. Believe me, if I could manipulate cards like that, I'd be in Las Vegas. I wouldn't be doing this. You'd be reading about me in the paper, either because I made a killing in Las Vegas or someone in Las Vegas killed me, one or the other, if I could work cards like that. But my significator is the King of Coins. It's just, that's a card that represents a guy over 21 and Al. And the coins relates to my birth sign, which my birthday is in early January. So I can split the tarot deck. I can split it into three piles, and all the time I can pick the one that my card is in. Now, that's not a card trick, because the only time it failed was one time when I was deliberately showing off and trying to be smug. See, like I say, you can't think that it's you doing this, and the cards are doing it. How? We have no idea. There are some people who think that the cards are alive. There's evidence that's been developed over the years through things like quantum physics that everything is actually conscious, that because everything is vibrating, and consciousness is a form of vibration. Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm working on a new web page at my website, Just What We Need. I think I'm pushing towards 100 pages now, with chock full of information about coincidences. Or is it ESP? See, I don't remember who it is. This, I've got a mind like a sieve, but I have it at the page that I'm building. A scientist, he said, he defined coincidence as what you have left over after you apply bad theory. Overall, science will label anything that they don't can't explain a coincidence. It's quite funny. So I can do this consistently. I can put three piles of cards there and find the one that has the King of Coins in it. And yet, there are people who've told me that that's just a coincidence, and I have lost track of how many times I've done this over the years. It's just ridiculous. I first did this in the mid-80s, and like I say, it only failed once, and that was when I was not humble about it. I was trying to act as though, you biblical scholars will know what I'm talking about, because that's what got Moses in big trouble, that he did something and he pretended like that it was his power. You know what I mean? If you don't know, I'll just drop me an email at asktarot@earthlink.net, asktarot@earthlink.net, and I'll direct you to that part of the Torah, sometimes called the Old Testament. I once wrote the New Improved Testament. You know, you got the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the New Improved Testament. It was a very simple one. It consists of one sentence. It says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself, or else. And I wrote a whole short story around that. And if you haven't heard of me as a famous short story writer, that just gives you an idea of the level of my writing, because nobody's heard of me as a story writer. I have been heard of as an occult writer. You know, I attract contact from people all over the world about my books, which is fun. So, you know, that's what we're going to do tonight, is we're going to spend an hour looking through the magical window of the tarot. And it's show number 300, as I said. And I feel just now as I did 300 short, really 299 shows ago, I suppose. I remember that very first show I did here on Ask One Radio. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know if this would work. I was doing face-to-face readings with people exclusively. I never so much as did a telephone reading from home. I would just have a person would come to me, and I'd sit there right in front of the person, and we'd do the reading together. So to think that I can, you know, I've done readings for people now all over the world through Ask One Radio. London, Australia, one of the Arab countries. I remember. I think it might have been Abu Dhabi. I don't remember. And it works. It just really works. And that's not, again, my power. That is a testament to the power of the tarot cards. And they are Look, people have been reading these things for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they work. People wouldn't do that. I know a lot of people define insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I don't expect anything when I do this. And people have been doing it over and over for centuries. And it's really not portrayed fairly in most movies, tarot reading, because they use it in horror films. There's a film called The Red Violin, which shows the serious use of tarot cards. It's just part of a person's life back then. I think it takes place in the 1500s, the first part of the movie, and then it jumps to modern times. But it's marvelous because it actually shows the tarot integrated into the daily life of a person who consults it. And we've lost some of that. So I didn't even know if anybody would be calling when I did the show. But I've since found, of course, that there's a massive audience for Ask One Radio. And there should be, because it's positive. The radio, Ask One Radio, is positive. I'm a fan of Ask One Radio. I listen to Ask One Radio probably more than anyone else. And it's really fun. And I recommend so many shows that you can listen in. You can find the stream for this at askoneradio.com, or you can go to my website, magic-works.com, magic-works.com. Click on the page that says Ask One Radio, and there's you just click on the image of that page of a good old-fashioned wooden radio from the old days, and you'll hear Ask One Radio all day long to your heart's content. It's just it's so much to listen to. It's very hard to turn away from. I don't get much work done. I get engrossed in the phone calls and listen to it just like any other listener. So I'm happy to be here doing that too. I can't believe it's been 300 shows, but hey, next week it'll be 301. So I'm building a page about what science would call coincidences, but it's you'll decide when you see it. It could just be that science doesn't have all the answers. It would be fascinating if they did have all the answers, because we don't even know the questions. I'm also building a page at my website, as I mentioned last week, about the Visconti Sforza tarot deck, which is from the 15th century, I believe. It's one of the oldest surviving tarot decks around, and it's gorgeous. If you go over to my website now and click on where it says Visconti Sforza tarot, you'll see a sample of a few cards as I build the site, and I'm going to add more and more information to that shortly. So listen, more about what I do later, and as the show progresses, I'll mention various products and various books that could enhance your life. But first, we're going to start with the readings, and I do that every week by ringing a bell 3 times to declare sacred space. I'm going to do it fast this time, so it'll be like instant sacred space. There, that's not cheating, is it? So we're going to pull the curtain back on the magical window now for Courtney in Rochester, New York. Hi, Courtney. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, what can we look at for you?
I was just looking for something just general. Like, I don't have, like, a specific thing.
Okay, it's my favorite kind of reading. So I'm going to shuffle the cards up and see which direction they take us in. There we go. Good card. These are cards of, conflict in a way. The first, I have the Justice card and the Queen of Swords, and together that makes me wonder, do you have any legal thing going on, like a court case?
No.
Okay, is there any kind of conflict in your life, something that's not going right that... Because according to this, there's some conflict here. It's either coming or it's happening now. But it shows me that you're going to do okay. You're going to be all right with it.
Okay.
Because this is a powerful reading. I have 5 cards here, and only one of them is a minor card. 4 of them are major cards. So that tells me that whatever this relates to, it's very important. There's the Justice card that I mentioned and the Queen of Swords. Then there's the Magician. That's a person who's capable of drawing power from above, a spiritual power, and using it here on Earth. And the Judgment card, which is a card of rebirth, in a bigger sense, it's getting what you deserve, which is always a good card when there's a legal action involved. And the Star, which is a card of optimism and hope. So what I'm seeing is that if there is any conflict that's going to arise in the near future in your life, this is saying you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
So I'm glad there isn't a court case going on now. But if something, it doesn't have to be in a court. You know, it could be just anything. It could be work related. It could be in family. But there will be some kind of a conflict I see coming up in your life. But you've got the power and ability to handle it, and you're going to come out fine. In fact, you're probably going to come out better than you went in, especially if it's I love when that happens. If there's somebody deliberately trying to hurt you, and you come out better than you were, then that's better than any revenge. You know, it reminds me of Nietzsche saying, "Whatever doesn't kill me makes me stronger," which of course I can see that philosophically, but I would prefer weightlifting to get stronger rather than, you know, having horrible things happen to me constantly. but there's nothing terrible happening here. It's just that there'll be a conflict. Now, overall, I have the Ace of Rods also here. Just I want to see what this relates to. So this tells me, do you work? I mean, are you looking for a new job or a new career?
I'm trying to see what I should do. I've been home with my kids for like 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not working except for like just the homeschooling.
Okay, well that's work. Taking care of kids is work, you know.
For sure.
I don't have to tell you. But see, the Ace of Rods and the Eight of Coins are two specific cards that refer to something new coming in terms of career and work. The Ace of Rods, the aces are beginnings and rods are about career. So that's why I infer that there's something new coming your way. That's why I asked you if you're looking for something or thinking about a new career of some sort. The Eight of Coins is a fascinating card because that is a card about a person who applies herself to a new job. And it is a job that other people will try to tell you not to do. Because they'll think they will think it's beneath you, but you know that it's more than just an entry level job. It's a gateway. You know that if you do this well, it'll lead to many other things. So you know, other people won't see what you see, and so you may not get much support from friends or family. But you know that it'll be the right thing. I do see that you'll be starting something new. And it will lead to other things for you. So yes, that's why I asked if you're thinking about that. So I think it's going to work out fine for you. And remember, the last card I had in the original string of cards here was about hope and optimism. So I think that what you're going to get what you want. Those are the two things that I see here. That one is the a career shift. That you're starting a new career, but it's something that you know is going to be good for you while other people around you think it won't be. And I have these major cards that say that some sort of a conflict is going to develop, but it will be fine. So when it comes, don't sweat it. You know, I'm not saying ignore it, but it's telling me that the way you handle it will be the right way to handle it.
Right, okay.
Does that help?
It does, yes.
Great. So, is there anything else you want to look at?
No, that was pretty much it. I mean, I was going to ask about my relationship. That's why the court thing is has me thinking, because I can't think of anything else I would go to court for besides our son.
That was
the only other thing that I was thinking.
It doesn't necessarily have to be court. It's just because when I see the justice card, most of the time it turns out that way, but not always. It could just mean that you're not being treated fairly and you try to rectify that. You see, it's about that kind of a conflict. It's about getting what you deserve and making sure that you're treated properly. And in a broader sense, I mean, the courts theoretically exist to protect the weak from the strong. That's the basic concept of law of jurisprudence, I suppose. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be a court case that you'll be involved in. It just means that there may be a conflict with some people, and I see you handling it very well. So, you know, you seem to be a very determined person who knows what she wants. So I think that you're going to be fine with all this.
Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy, a dial tone. You don't hear those very often these days. I have a landline when it works. My landline has been going on and off for the last couple of months. And no, I've been paying the bill. Don't be smart. I love that when they used to tell kids that. Don't be smart. What are you supposed to do? Be stupid? Who knows? The cards are all shuffled up now. Show number 300. Wow. Jasmine in Wilson, North Carolina is on. Hi, Jasmine. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, Jasmine?
I'm okay.
Well, let's see if we can make that a little better. What can I look at for you?
I want to know, do my boyfriend Jerron Reed love me? And I'm going to put my ear on fire about to you.
Do you want to know if the person okay, really loves you? I'm sorry, I missed that. What was the question?
Okay, I pulled the guy some money back, but he didn't tell me the money was in his bank account or whatever. I wonder, did he go ahead? I wonder, did he spend the money or the money's waiting on me when I come? He said he's supposed to be buying some tickets for us, for me and my children to move up there where he at, but I don't know that he really want me up there with him.
Well, that's a very layered thing. Let's break that down. What is the first part you want to look at?
Do he love me?
Does he love you? Okay. Yeah. That can be. Well, listen to this. The card I got is the Lovers. Okay, so I think we can say that's a good sign. Now, what's the next part to look at?
Do he do talking to other girls?
Is he playing around a little, huh?
Yeah, I just want to like, because me and him, like, I stay in the whole state and he stay in the whole state. He's 14 hours away from me.
Okay, well, let's see. Well. You know, I'm gonna level with you. I've got a card here which is about somebody who's not being fair to you, who's not treating you fairly. So, yeah. Now, let me put it this way: if my experience is that if you have to ask a question like that, you probably know the answer, and he's, you know, but this is a card of somebody kind of sneaking around, you know.
Okay.
So that's the card I've got. You know, I just, these are very direct. You're getting direct answers. You know, like the first one was the Lover's card and now this. So what is the next part of the question?
Like, he just said that his daughters ran out. Did his dog ran out?
Is what ran out?
He said his daughters ran out. He said, I'm going to call you back. The daughters ran out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The dog ran out. Okay. Well, what I've got are cards of somebody who's not being completely honest with you. So, let's see what else I can get here. Well, this is an interesting card considering what's going on. It's the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups can mean one of two things. It can mean either a new relationship for you or that the relationship you're in is going to reach a new level. So that's something that, you know, if we had a lot of time to do a private reading, we could go into that. But that's followed by the Four of Swords, which is about taking time out and a break. So you're thinking of kind of taking some time out from this relationship, aren't you?
Yeah, because I cheated on him. Cheat on him or whatever, but I know he's talking to somebody, but he's not gonna tell me.
No. This is probably a reflection about the nature of the relationship. I'm getting mixed messages here because I'm getting cups, which is good. Cups are about relationships. And after the Four of Swords here, which is about taking time out and letting things just kind of percolate and settle down, I have the Ace of Cups, which is the beginning of something nice and something good. So that tells me the Two of Cups and the Four of Swords and the Ace of Cups are all telling me that your relationship is headed for a transition period, that the future of the relationship is going to be decided in the next short while, because it's changing and it's growing, and it's going to be up to the both of you. The next card I have is the Temperance card, and that tells me that balance will be restored in the relationship. So I think it, whatever's going on that you're not happy about, I think it's going to work itself out, and I think you're going to be able to deal with it very well. Now, that's not to what all I'm saying is whichever way it works out, I think I see you being happy with it. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. And those are very direct answers we're getting there, but that last one is interesting. That last set of cards was interesting. Sometimes the cards will answer a question with one card, and sometimes we need a few cards. And that time it, we used an example of both of those things. Going to shuffle up again. You're listening to Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with me, Reverend Elliot, your friendly neighborhood esoteric practitioner. By that I mean I devise magic rituals for people. I can do them for you, which I would prefer not to do because they're so much stronger if you do them yourself. You want to know how magic ritual works. And this, you know, this is going to sound... what's the word I'm looking at? I know it's a word. It's one of the most mispronounced words in the world, and we can probably thank George Carlin for that. The word is oxymoron, but he, for comedic effect, pronounced it oxymoron, stressing moron. But I like to say, which is mutually exclusive, is what it means in that sense. But what I like to tell people is there's nothing magical about magic work. People have been doing it since the dawn of humanity. We've been doing this kind of stuff. And it works through the mind, and it works through the body, and it's completely natural. It's got no conflict with any religion. It's not a religion of it in and of itself. And it's about strengthening your will. Magic has been defined quite aptly, I believe, as the ability to cause changes to occur in life in conformity with your will and your desires. So that's what you can do with it. And if you want to know more about it, check out my webpage, magic-works.com, magick-works.com. And there's a contact form there, so you can contact me if you have any questions. I'm always available for the Ask One Radio audience, especially. I spend a lot of my day chatting with people who contact me through the website. And you can find a whole bunch of pages there at the top of that website, at the top of the homepage, that you can find something you're interested in. Candle magic, oils and incense, revenge, all that kind of stuff. If you want to know more about it, you can take the next step, which is to read my book, Reverend Elliot Explains It All, and see how magic can enhance your life. And tarot is just part of it. If you came to me and you wanted some ritual work done, that's the first thing we would do, is have a private tarot reading. And there's also a page for that at my website, because what I'm doing here now is a highly condensed version of what you and I can do on the phone, privately. We don't have a few million people listening that way. And they're quite affordable, my rates. And I'm knocking some money off of those now anyway, just to celebrate the fact that I had a rather nasty disease a few months ago, the one that you've been reading about in the news. Yes, I was fortunate enough to win that lottery. I got that illness, but it didn't kill me, and I'm still here. So that's why I am knocking some money off of all my tarot readings. How much? I start at 10%, but if you want to take more, just say I'd like to pay a little less. I don't turn people away because of money. It's just not my thing. You know, it's just I like doing readings for people, and I don't let cash get in the way. So don't be shy about calling me. Or emailing me or contacting me any way you want. You know, a lot of people have my phone number. That's an easy way to do it, too. Check out my page, magic-works.com, magick-works.com, and you'll see that the rates are right there. Maybe you and I will talk privately, and it's just like this, and we'll do a reading. And if the reading goes any longer than we schedule the time for, no extra charge. That's just the way it works. Alyssa in Elton, Louisiana is next. Hi, Alyssa. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight, Alyssa?
I'm good. I'm sitting through a hurricane.
Good, good. What can I look at for you?
What does my love life have to say for me next?
Okay, let's see. That's a good question. What does your love life have in store for you next? And what was that other part?
Sir.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle up the cards now. And I tell you, I have an interesting story about in my website, magic-works.com, magic with a CK at the end, about a love potion that I devised for somebody. That was a fascinating thing. That was fascinating. And it's a bit of a read, but it's an interesting story because a lot of people don't do love potions because that's almost like black magic. I know it sounds warm and fuzzy, but to make somebody love you is interfering with their will. But I did do something similar to in a kinder way. So check that out, you know, because if there's a romance thing that's like on the border, a little magical work is good to help kick it off. So let's see what we get here. I shuffled up the cards. Oh, boy. Okay, now, the Ten of Cups is here. That's an excellent card. The Ten of Cups is perfected happiness. Cups are the cards of romance and emotion and love. The Wheel of Fortune is there. That means the situation that you're in now is going to change. Whether you want that or not, you know, it's, if you're looking for a change, there's change coming. But the next card, which I had earlier for somebody, is the Ace of Cups. And that means something new is coming to you in terms of romance. That could either mean a new relationship or it could mean a relationship that you're in is going to reach a higher level. So, now that's going to happen pretty fast. That's in the works now. There's somebody interested in you now. Are you with anybody at the moment? Are you in a relationship?
No.
Well, you're going to be, according to these cards, and it's going to be a really good one. According to these cards, nice. it's going to be really good. That Ten of Cups is a good sign. So the situation that you're in now, as I said, is going to change, and that's followed by the Ace of Cups, which tells me that there is going to be a relationship coming. Although there's a potential, the Ace of Cups is more of a potential than reality, but it, with the way these cards are, it sounds really real to me. And then the Eight of Rods is here, and that's just a timing card. That means that it's in the works now. So I see, let me put it this way, a real hell of a good relationship is coming your way.
Good.
Now here's another card. I just pulled one more card to see what we can find out about that, and that's the Six of Cups. See, Cups again. The cards like you because you asked about affairs of the heart, and you're getting Cups, which is exactly what you should get for that. You know, if all the cards came up coins, I would say, you know, I think there's a money issue going on that's more important. But this is addressing exactly what you have in your mind. Now, the Six of Cups is a fascinating card. That is about the past. And it generally means that somebody that you had been involved with in the past or someone you knew in the past, even as far back as childhood, is going to be coming back into your life. So keep an eye out for that. It may be somebody you were with once before, maybe somebody who, you know, your paths just went two different ways, but keep an eye out for that because the Six of Cups is generally right about that, that somebody from your past is going to resurface in your life. And it's up to you to decide whether that's good or bad. Put it that way. Now, so I think you're headed for an interesting time. So keep aware of somebody from your past who may show up, and give them serious thought when they do, and see where they're at now. People change, you know. So and you know, if people don't change, there's something wrong, right? But I mean, I'm an old guy, and I know people. I run into people who knew me like in grade school and they express surprise and they say, you know, you're not like you used to be. I said, well, of course not. I was 9. You know?
Yeah. So,
it's just funny how people think. But this is, there's a card of nostalgia and that's Six of Cups. It's a good experience. It's somebody who you enjoyed being around may come back into your life. So keep an eye out for that.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So you're headed for a good time. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. and we'll shuffle them up again. Yeah, you check out my website, magic-works.com, magic-works.com, and you'll see there's stuff in there about love and romance and using magic to draw that. And there's some warning there. You know, I tell a few stories that are warnings about being really careful when you mess with love spells. You got to be really careful. You got to go to somebody who knows what they're doing. Because there's a law of unintended consequences, as they call it, and you want to get somebody who's thoroughly versed in magic. And I can tell you, I have one of the things I specialize in are it's called, there are 27 rituals that will cover just about anything you need. And these are not cheap. these are simple to do. They'll take a little time, but they will really fill you with your purpose, and they will fill you with energy. And I do need to put a page up on my website about that. I tell a story. I mentioned this last week, too, and I heard from a couple of people about it. The question is, did magic give you what you wanted or what you needed? And sometimes those are not the same things, as the Rolling Stones pointed out so many years ago. I did a ritual. Let's see, how far back ago? That would have been 19 years ago, just about. I did a ritual to win the lottery. It was called the Rewarding Ticket Come to Me ritual. And that's generally meant to be a lottery. But you see, it doesn't say lottery in the ritual. But you state what you want. And I bought some lottery tickets, and frankly, every single one of them won some money. You know, not a lot, but enough to make it worthwhile. But that wasn't the rewarding ticket that I got. What I got, something else. I got something else that was far, far better. My name was pulled in something that changed my life. I mean, if that hadn't happened, things would be very, very different in my life. So you don't. So you got to be prepared for that kind of stuff when you do magical work, and not all unintended consequences are bad, as this shows. But that's in my book. I was giving it a little teaser last week. That's in my book, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, about the time I did that ritual. And there's a lot of other wonderful stuff in there. And that's the Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. That's the one about tarot. See, I don't even know my own books anymore. Reverend Elliot Explains It All. That's the one. If you're interested in using magic to help you in life, please get a copy of Reverend Elliot Explains It All, which is a kind of a humorous title, because I can't explain everything because I don't know everything. There, I said it. I love it. I'm so humble. I am the most humble person around. Now, that's not a very humble statement, right? Another oxymoron. So yeah, check that out. But if you know, I'm not trying to tease you into buying the book by telling you to read this story about what happened with my ticket, because if you really want to know and you would prefer not to buy the book, I will. You just email me at asktarot@earthlink.net and I'll send you a copy of that chapter. How's that? Fair enough? I don't want to make it sound like I'm overly commercializing what I'm doing here, although commerce, nothing wrong with commerce. You know, you buy, you sell. I do get paid for my work. Somebody once asked me that. How can you get paid for what you do? How can you take money for that? I said, because there's an occult, there's a thing called the esoteric economy, the occult economy. If you give nothing, you get nothing, generally speaking. And it's a time-honored sentiment, and I agree with it. If you're worth your labor, you're worth your keep. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be robbed, you know. I mean, I remember I had to deal with a person who called me to see if there was anything I could do to help out legally, because they bought some candles for somebody from for candle magic. And I do that too. You know, dress the candles with oil, put markings on the candle, give a piece of paper with it to tell the person what to do. But this person paid like $700 for those candles. And that was just ludicrous. You know, that was wrong. So I advised her about what to do, and I never heard back, so we'll see. I don't know, but no, you don't do that. That's the one thing. If magical, there's a lot of people out there, and right now there's a lot of interest in magical work because of what's going on in the world. It's a very uncertain time. There are people scared. There are people sick. There are people dying. And I know, because I was one of those people who got sick. And people are turning to the occult arts now for answers and for help. And you charge a fair price. You don't bleed people. And I tell you right now, go to my webpage and look at the code of ethics. I'm a member of the board of directors of the American Tarot Association, and we have a code of ethics. And one of those is that you don't gouge people for money. You don't do it. You don't charge $700 to send two candles to somebody. I don't even know why that person paid it, but she did, because, you know, some people can be very persuasive and they can be very forceful when it comes to people who need something. I'm not one of them. I don't, you know, you want a few candles dressed with me, it's going to be a very fair price that we agree on, and we put it in writing, and that writing is there to tell you exactly what is required of me so that I live up to the agreement. Anytime I do magical work for people, I have an agreement that we sign together so that we're all clear about what I charge and what I must do for you, what my responsibilities are. It's a business in that way, and it should be looked upon that way. But please, this is one of the things I want you to know, because there are a lot of people who are not experienced in this, who are looking for help from esoteric practitioners for the first time in their lives. Do not pay a lot of money for services. Now, I do certain things that can run up to, I think the most expensive stuff I do is like $200, but that's for an entire kit, where I make the oil and I make the incense and I dress the candles. There was a time when I even made the candles myself, but this, you know, that's pushing it a little bit. You know, that's being too much of a control freak. And I give you a ritual to read and follow. It's a whole kit, and that will, you can use that for the rest of your life. You know, but that's a lot of work for me, and I charge accordingly. It can be a couple of $100s, but if you want to pay less, we'll work something out. But very few people need that. Most people just need, say, like a $10 reading, right? That's a very popular thing that I do. I do a $10 tarot reading for with an email. I'm going to put a thing about that at my website. I mean, at my Facebook page, but there's a link to that at my website, my social media stuff. Check it out, because that's one of my favorite things to do, are these $10 tarot readings that you do by email. You get a 2-page color report. There you go. See? And you can print it out and you can read it, and that usually suffices. So then from there on in, the readings go up to an hour long, depending on what you need. So keep it in mind, but just remember, my prices are published at magic-works.com. Don't let somebody take advantage of you in a time of crisis and bleed you. Please don't. You know, all professions have scoundrels, or to be even more old-fashioned, rascals. Those words have kind of lost their meaning. They sound quaint now. But if you think you're paying too much for something, you're paying too much for it. So let's be reasonable about it. And in fact, you can contact me if you have any doubts and you have any questions about it. I'll be happy to give you a little advice, and I don't charge for that. Just send me an email at asktarot@earthlink.net. So that's my little, it's been all over the news lately that people who have never done this before are contacting occult practitioners for answers, because the future is muddy. The future is bleak. We may be going into a depression soon. So let's use a little common sense, and there's no point in paying a fortune for these things. I'll be more than happy to help you out if you want to decide about using somebody. End of sermon, folks. Remember, asktarot@earthlink.net is my email. Anyone's welcome to send me something anytime. Lisa in Ontario is next. Hi, Lisa. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I really appreciate your patience while I went off on a little diatribe there. But I thank you for hanging on. What can I look at for you, Lisa?
I don't know. I'm kind of new at this. Can you just tell me if me and my ex will get back together?
Okay. You and your ex were getting back together. Okay. Now,
if we will.
Let's see. I wanted... This is fascinating, because there's a card that keeps coming up today. This is like the third time in terms of a reading about relationships where this has come up. The first card The first card I have is the devil. That rarely comes up in my readings, oddly enough. Now, it's not like Satan, and it's not about evil. The devil card is about a very charismatic person, about a person. The symbolism on most decks of cards shows two people chained to a block of concrete that a person is sitting on top of. And all that refers to is it's a powerful person, and it's a person who exudes great attractiveness. And there are a lot of advantages to being around a person like that, but there's also things you got to be careful of, like that you don't swallow your own personality in favor of a stronger person's personality. So what I see is that the person you're asking about is a very compelling person, a person who I'm trying to do this in the most positive way, because it can easily sound bad because of the reference to the devil, but it's not bad. It's a very attractive and powerful person. Does that describe the person you're dealing with?
I'm a little bit, yes.
Okay, now the next card is also a major card, and that's the sun. And that's a card about healing and growth and happiness. Now, when that comes up in a situation where someone is asking about an ex, it tells me that there's a very good possibility that the relationship can be repaired and revived. The Ace of Cups, that's the third time today I got that, is about the beginning of either a new relationship or a new phase in a relationship. So that tells me there's also a chance of this happening. And now here's the tricky card. It's the World. And you have three major cards here, so this is a very important issue in your life. You have three out of four are major cards. The World is about assured success, and that's telling me that you're going to get what you want. The question is, what do you want? I mean, you just have to consider, do you really, really want that? You want to get back with that person? And if you do, then you'll work at it. Now, this leads right into directly from that. Here's another major card. So, yes, this is a very important question in your life. The Lovers. And that card means that you need to make a choice. So what I'm seeing is this is a very powerful person who is very attractive to you, that exerts a great deal of attraction in you. You feel attracted to this person strongly. The Sun tells me that there's a chance of healing and repairing the relationship. The Ace of Cups tells me the same thing. The World tells me there's going to be success in whatever way you choose to go will work well for you. You'll be happy with it. The Lovers just tells me that you need to consider this very carefully. It's like being at a fork in the road. So it's saying that this is a very important question in your life, and you ought to reflect on it, maybe do some meditation, because this is a turning point for you. So whichever way you go, you're going to make the right decision for you. You just kind of need, I think you're going to need to think about it a little more. But yes, that's the long-winded way of saying there's an excellent chance that you can repair this relationship and get back. Does anything else you want to look at in terms of this? I think we lost Lisa in Ontario. Hang on a second, and we'll see if the technicians can get on the job and get a ladder up there and whack that satellite with a hammer and get that thing working again. You know, there's a joke about that. About we were talking about paying professionals to do the work. There's an old joke which I just love it. One day I want to write a book about the truth in life that's told in jokes. There's a company. All their work depends upon one machine, and the machine breaks. And they call an expert, and the expert comes and he takes out a hammer and he hits the machine on the side, and the machine starts working and everyone's happy, and he gives them a bill, and the bill is for $2,000. And they're saying, whoa, maybe $2,000. All you did was hit it with a hammer. Give us an itemized bill. So the guy says, okay. So he gives him an itemized bill. He says, for hitting the machine with a hammer, $1. For knowing where to hit the machine with a hammer, $1,999. See, there you go. So sometimes you're really paying for expertise. Lisa is back. Hi, Lisa. We lost you. Did you hear what I was saying about the call, about the cards?
No, actually, I didn't. We got disconnected.
Okay, well, there's two ways. I'll give you a brief rundown, but by tomorrow, the show will be up at the Ask One Radio Archives, and You can find that at my website under, go to the page, go to magic-works.com, magic-works.com, and click on the page that says the magical window. Or you can go to the archive at askoneradio.com. Either one is fine. The main thing I was saying is that we're dealing, the devil card is the one that tells me that you're dealing with a very attractive person, a very seductive person, a really powerful person who is good at getting, that person is good at getting, people like that are good at getting what they want. The sun tells me that there is a very good chance that you can repair this relationship. The Ace of Cups reinforces that. The world tells me that you're going to succeed. You're going to get what you want. The lover's card tells me, though, that you got to be clear about what you want, because the lover's card is about making a decision between two possibilities. Sometimes it's defined as a choice between the sacred and the profane, but that doesn't come up much in the real world. That's very philosophical. But this is telling me that you should think about it. You should really meditate on it and take your time and see what it is you want, because you're going to get what you want. And it's like the old, you know, the old Chinese saying, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. But sometimes, you know, I've always liked getting what I wanted. I don't know how you feel about getting what you wanted, but I find that nice. So, right. It's better than never getting what you want. But I'm of the belief that if you get what you want and it turns out to be that not what you want, you can deal with that too. So nothing is irreparable. But yes, the answer, the short answer to your question about getting back with your ex is that there's a good possibility that you can do that. That if you can work at it, you can. There's the sun is about healing and growth. So that, I'm going to take that to mean healing and growth in the relationship. So give it a shot. But the lover's card is telling me that you got to be clear about which path you want to take, the yes or the no. Now I'm going to give you one, one more card that is that confirms everything I think I'm saying here. It's the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is about assured happiness. It's about guaranteed happiness and joy and love. And so that's telling me that, again, whatever decision you make is going to be the right decision. These cards are not saying, yes, go back with that person. No, do not go back with that person. It's just saying that there's a chance that you can repair the relationship and you need to work at it and it'll be what you make of it. But you've got to do this in a very informed way. This is what the lovers are. You really need to decide which way you want to go and do you really want to go that way. But I'm seeing that you're going to be very happy with whatever way it works out. How's that?
Okay. That's good.
I've got to run. What was that?
I was just going to say, how can I get another reading from you later on?
You should just drop me a line at asktarot@earthlink.net, A-S-K-T-A-R-O-T, at earthlink.net, or you can just go to magic-works.com, magic-works.com, and there's a link there to get in touch with me. AskOneRadio.com, you can find the thing about my show there, the blurb they have, and you can click that and you can get to the website. I'm the easiest guy in the world to find. I'd make a terrible fugitive. All you have to do is go, you type into your search engine, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, and you'll find me. And if you go to magic, magic-works.com, check out the page there that says tarot reading, and you'll see a price list, and you can pick whatever is best for you. Because like I said, these, you know, I don't charge an arm and a leg, because then I can only read twice for a person. I know, bad joke. But I'll accommodate anybody in terms of price. I'm not interested in doing this for the money. But you know, there is an element of professionalism involved. So there you go. I got to run. I got 2 minutes to go. So thanks
beautiful.
For calling.
Thank you very much. And you have a wonderful
thank you.
Evening.
Thank you, and thank you. I will thanks to your call, because you are the final call on my 300th show, and I will always remember this call. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And that's it, folks. We come to the end. Look how fast it goes. Isn't that something? We come to the end of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window for this week. Not forever. There's no getting rid of me. I go on and on. That's the essence of my sale. That's why I forgot to mention that to the last caller, that I'm knocking off some money on my tarot readings, because the way I put it, and you'll see it, it's a rather ribald little sign. I have a message at my website to that virus. That virus. You know, it's the way they used to refer to that woman or that man. I have a message to that virus, which amounts to, you took your best shot and I'm still here. You tried to kill me, but you didn't. Oh, you made things miserable for me for a while, but I'm here and I'm back. I missed a bunch of shows, but I'm here and I'm celebrating the, hey, virus, you didn't kill me sale. That's what I'm doing. So we'll discuss that if you contact me about getting a reading. I'd be more than happy to do it because I'm actually more than happy to be alive still. That was miserable. And we're wrapping it up now. So thanks again for listening, folks. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be here next week at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. We'll be in September by then. So I guess it's fair to say see you in September. So till next week, till September, this is Reverend Elliot reminding you that time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.